Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A 23-year-old Winchester man is facing murder charges after authorities say he randomly attacked and killed a young woman at the Winchester Public Library. WBUR's Simone Rios was in court today for the man's arraignment.
Jeffrey Yao sat handcuffed before a district court judge this morning in Woburn, a blank stare on his face. Prosecutors told the judge that on Saturday, Yao came up behind a woman studying at the Winchester Library. She tried to get away, and he allegedly attacked her again, stabbing her a total of 20 times with a 10-inch hunting knife. Yao was charged with murdering 22-year-old Deanne Stryker. He's also charged with assaulting and attempting to kill a 77-year-old man who tried to intervene.
Ensure you are held without bail. However,
Jeffrey Yao's attorney, J.W. Carney Jr., does not deny Yao killed Stryker, but he says he hopes Yao is found not guilty because of his mental state.
In a case where a person has a long history of serious mental illness that undoubtedly played a part in the incident, then I'll be assembling a team of doctors to thoroughly examine him so that I can present that evidence at a trial.
Carney would not comment on the details of Yao's mental health, but says Yao has had a very troubling existence.
His mental illness has often been quite apparent. He's had a lot of contact with the Winchester police over the years. To their credit, they recognized he has a severe mental illness and dealt with him in that manner. By often taking him to a hospital instead of a police station.
But some people want to know why, with such a lengthy history of mental illness and encounters with the police, Yao wasn't prevented from hurting or killing someone. A Winchester police report says in September, Yao attempted to break into a house next door to the home where he lived with his parents. The homeowner referred to Yao as a loose cannon. Yao was arrested and signed a statement saying he was under psychiatric care and that he was contemplating suicide or hurting himself. One of the officers wrote in the report that he had dealt with Yao on multiple occasions. Each time, he said, Yao displayed erratic behavior and mental instability. Yao was immediately released on bail before his mother took him to the hospital under police escort. He was later placed on pretrial probation on the condition that he continue mental health treatment and take his medications. At the Winchester Public Library, dozens of people have stopped to leave flowers in memory of Deanne Stryker, the young woman who was studying to be an osteopathic physician. She and Yao both attended Winchester High School, but Yao's attorney said they didn't know each other.
This library is the most peaceful and wonderful library that I've ever been in. You know, it's why I come here.
Tom Scholastico of Wilmington says he was at the library on Saturday when the murder happened. He says he ran downstairs when he heard screaming.
Then I saw the kid standing in the corner, and I saw the police come in, and they handcuffed him. And I asked him why he did that. And no answer. And then the police took him.
Scholastico says witnessing the attack has left him shaken and asking what needs to change to prevent this from happening again. Winchester police would not comment on whether they ever tried to get Yao committed to a mental health facility. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.
The 77-year-old man who suffered a knife wound when he tried to intervene was hospitalized and released.